I was having a conversation with my cousin about the Klan because he lives in the South and he's gay. And don't please don't look at me like I'm the only one got a gay cousin, okay? Y'all got gay cousins, just look in your closets, okay? And if you're in a family of dwarves, look in the cabinet, okay? And I mean, you know, I mean, some people in my family have a problem with it being gay. I could care less. My only concern is black and gay. That take a lot of guts. I mean, you're actually giving the Ku Klux Klan a 2-for-1 coupon. I told him, why don't you really piss him off and get a Jewish lover? Complete the trifecta of intolerance. My grandfather's having a hard time with the whole gay thing. He's like, that boy not gay. He's just lazy. Even a dog licks his own balls. What? And then he goes off on some tangent because he's senile. He's like, that boy Ricky Martin, they say he gay, you know that singer, he not, he Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican men be dancing like they gay, but they not. Now you see a white guy dancing like that, then he's sucking the big pickle. What the hell? I'm like, Grandpa, you are prejudiced against gay people. He's like, I am not homographic. The man is senile. It's hard to talk to him, you know? He starts giving you advice. It sounds like it's good advice until he gets to the end. He's like, Renee, two wrongs don't make a right, unless you counting backwards. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? The other day, he's on the phone with me. He's like, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Make sure your dog ain't anorexic. Oh, uh-uh. I'm not talking to him anymore. I think in an effort to get away from my grandpa, my grandmother is shrinking. She's 85 years old, people. She's shrinking. I saw her over the holidays. She's shrinking everything except her big behind. People, it looked like she done shrunk right up into her butt. There's just a head sitting on top of a butt with a couple of legs sticking out. She's a little old butt lady. You people are going to hell for laughing at my grandma. I don't know what your problem is. But... the holidays do bring the family together, don't it? Whether you want them to or not. I don't know. If you got family like me, then you know what I'm talking about. Family get-togethers is that time when you come face-to-face with your family tree and realize some branches need to be cut. And that ugly branch of the family, they always show up. Half lizard, half possum-looking people. If you're not laughing right now, you might be the ugly branch. I suggest you yuck it up. No, I check this audience out. No. We're good-looking people. But let's be real. It's hard talking to ugly people. Let's be real. You ever try talking to somebody so damn ugly, they made you lose your concentration? Oh, you're trying. Hey, could you tell me where I could find... oh. I'm gonna have to call you on the phone. Oh. Ugly babies are the worst. Oh, who went, oh. That means you had one, gave it away. Guilty. The problem is that parents of ugly babies insist upon putting them in front of your face, expecting you to compliment them. They don't understand how shocking that is. You caught unawares. You're like, oh, is this your baby? Let me see. Oh, damn, is that your baby? Cute, yes, cute as a rat's ass, lady. Put the blanket back over his face. It's scaring my pit bull. Come on. Come on, be kind to animals. Come on. Oh, man. We have a lot of, you know, young little babies in our family. I see the mothers tended to them. Oh, so sweet. There's certain things I don't think I could do if I had kids. Breastfeed in public. Just whip your breast out in public. You ain't even getting paid. What's that about? Does that make sense to you? Because it don't to me. I've got a cousin. His name is Troy. He married a Jamaican woman, Rowena. They came to San Francisco, and I have season tickets to the Niners. Now I'm a big football fan. This is playoff time. They I brought the baby to the game. Everything's cool. Until she just whipped it out. Like she was throwing a pass. Come on. People were staring. And then she got an attitude. You know, she's Jamaican, and they get attitudes sometimes. She's like, what you looking at? This is totally natural. I'm like, oh yeah, Rowena? Is it totally natural to have your breast up on the big screen? Look at it! Your nipples 10 feet tall! Oh, now they're advertising got milk underneath! Is that natural or nasty? Which is it? And they named the baby Jacoy because my cousin's name is Troy, and because they're black, it has to rhyme. It has to be like that. And of course, it also has to be a name that never was a name before. They decided to make it a name. Yes. Like you white people, you're very traditional. You'll go to that little baby book. Oh, let's see. Abigail, oh, that's nice. Oh, Joshua, if it's a boy. Black people are apparently the only book they go into sometimes is a cookbook. Paprika. I like that one. What do you think, Paprika? Is that good? Paprika Jackson. That's good. And thank you, my Caucasian brothers and sisters, for not pretending you didn't know what the heck I was talking about. Yeah. We're keeping it real here in Minnesota. Because that's the kind of people you are. Because you know you've been introduced to a black woman. And when she walked away, you were like, what did she say her name was? Chandelier. That other one said her name was Chlamydia. She did. She didn't say she had chlamydia. She said she was chlamydia. Keeping it real in Minnesota. I have a cousin. His name is Anthony Waters. He actually let his wife name his little girl Evian Spring Waters. Oh, yeah, I had to call and report them for child abuse. Evian's traumatized. She's crying. I'm like, what's the matter, sweetie? She's like, them kids are teasing me. They say, mommy named me after bottled water. I'm like, honey, she did. But at least it's expensive water. Not like your brother toilet. I know at school he's calling himself Toilet, but there's no accent over that age.